Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that, that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about prospering in uncertain times. And next Friday on October 7th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guide time codes for success are easy to use, color-coded calendars, and they show you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. It includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. And it also shows those pesky timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. To get your own 2011 or 2012 Good Timing Guides, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll-free here at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're in a cycle that commonly tempts us to do too much with too little time, money, and energy. This is the cycle of Mars square Jupiter. However, there are fortunate actions that can be taken now which will further your best interest. This is why we're tempted to do too much now. In order to be successful, though, you must stay focused on that one project and say no to everything else. I know it's hard, but if you attempt to do more, you'll encounter the straw that broke the camel's back. So be wise and stay focused on that one project at a time. And after you finish it, you can start the next one. Mars square Jupiter is in range now, and it stays in range through October 13th. It peaks on October 2nd. Now, next, today we have the peak of Venus conjunct Saturn in the sign of Libra. Now, this cycle is commonly associated with scarcity or feeling like you don't have enough money. But this time, though, it's a bit different since both these planets are in top form. So you probably have enough, but maybe you don't feel like you have more than enough. Venus is in rulership in Libra, and Saturn is in exaltation in Libra. So there are two major probabilities. One is that very long-term business and personal relationships are getting started at this time. These partnerships are excellent and based on a clear understanding of the responsibilities each person or organization has to the relationship. There's also a very strong and enduring bond in this relationship, along with a sense of fairness and balance. Hey, you can't get better than this. The second probability is that very good managers, and this could be you, are doing what they can to conserve resources so there'll be enough for later. This may include storing supplies that will be needed later in case of an emergency. It could also include the opposite, letting go of inventory items or closets stuffed with things you don't use, wear, or need, so those resources can be utilized by someone else. And if you still need to let go of things you don't use or love, this is a great time to do it. I strongly recommend getting rid of things you don't use or love as a way to increase your prosperity, and now is a terrific time to do it. Next, we're still in the midst of some very interesting cycles involving our leaders. We're seeing leaders who propose radical changes and which may run very counter to the powers that be. A good example of this was that Palestine's president gave an impassioned speech to the United Nations last Friday, requesting that they be admitted to the UN and that they be given back the land that was theirs prior to the 1967 invasion from Israel. Now, there are three cycles involved with these energies, and that is Sun sextile Mars, Sun opposite Uranus, and Sun square Pluto. And, of course, Mars is trine Uranus as well. These cycles can feel very energizing, and that can allow you to accomplish quite a lot. However, there's an edginess to these energies, too. You may feel wound up, anxious for no reason, or just on edge. To some degree, you may be sensing the major changes just ahead of us. However, you may also be feeling the intense overload of these energies. It will help to take some deep breaths when you find yourself feeling this way, and also get a lot more exercise than usual. Our bodies are subject to too much electrical energy now, and if you don't get the extra exercise, your body won't know what to do with it. Plus, as I just mentioned, we're still in range of the cycle Mars trine Uranus, which gives us some great breakthrough energy to solve intractable challenges. Now, you may find now that you can solve old problems with new technologies, or you may get some amazing ideas that are the perfect solution to a challenging issue. Whatever the situation, look for new thoughts and new ideas to solve major challenges. They're available, so use them. In addition to all that, we're also in the process of transforming and changing our thought patterns in a very big way. This is shown by the cycles of Mercury opposite Uranus and Mercury square Pluto. Although we're often unaware of this, it's our same old thought patterns which often prevent solutions from coming to us easily. And if we think something is too hard or we can't do it, it can't be done, then we're in a mental prison and we're unable to break through it. However, if we can let go of those old thoughts and consider the possibility that the universe has a solution, then we're very likely to have a breakthrough that will lead us to those new solutions. These cycles are still in range through today, September 30th, for Mercury opposite Uranus, and through tomorrow, October 1st, for Mercury square Pluto. These cycles often result in flashes of intuition, which suddenly provide the perfect solution. And they're also great for examining deeper motivations, which are frequently the real reason why the solution hasn't appeared already. We know how that works, don't we? So make good use of these cycles, since we can create anything with the right thoughts. Now, next, beginning tomorrow on October 1st, we have a cycle that's terrific for artistic work, music, dancing, movies, and anything visual. This is related to the cycle of Venus trine Neptune. Musicians and artists, take note. This is an opportunity to create some great work with plenty of ease and flow. For the rest of us, it's a fabulous time to go to concerts, movies, or dances. It's also a great time to visit art museums. Lastly, these energies are highly romantic. So plan a romantic evening during this time. Venus trine Neptune peaks on October 7th and stays in range through October 11th. Next, beginning October 3rd, we have an interesting lineup in the sign of Libra. The Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Venus are all together and conjunct in Libra. This indicates that we're either focused on a lot of responsibilities and commitments, or we're entering into some new responsibilities or commitments. This can include new business or personal partnerships. This set of energies is also excellent for planning major projects, since there's good clarity regarding the logistics and details of what's required to be done. These cycles are also terrific for legal matters, negotiations, and signing contracts. These four planets stay together in Libra through October 8th. The Sun, Mercury, and Saturn stay together in Libra through October 12th. Now, next, I want to remind you of two long-term cycles we're having now. First, Jupiter is trine Pluto, now through March 2012. This cycle is fabulous for creating large enterprises, major projects, and productions. And it will peak for the second of three times on October 28th. The second cycle is Uranus square Pluto. This cycle is in range now through March 2018. Yep, long time. And it peaks seven times between 2012 and 2015. This cycle is the revolutionary energies we're watching in politics, in uprisings around the world, in technology, especially with energy technology. And what's exciting is that power structures that used to be are changing radically. However, so are the structures of the Earth. So remember to always be ready for Earth changes and unexpected power outages. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. If you have a guide, look at all those green days we have next week. October 1st, yes, tomorrow, 2nd, Sunday, 5th, 6th, are excellent days. So is next Friday, October 7th, until that day's timeout begins. And you can check for that timeout on my site at askmadeline.com. Now, make good use of these days. They're our best days this month. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. And to do so, just go to my site at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's www.askmadeline.com. It's free, so get signed up today. Now, how can you prosper when the world's financial systems are undergoing major changes and high uncertainty? When I come back after this short break, I'll give you some tips for prospering in uncertain times. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellness1.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellness1.net.
Well, Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about prospering in uncertain times. We're in a period now when rapid changes are likely to occur to our financial and banking systems. We could see countries default and banks go bankrupt, but this time governments won't be able to bail out the banks. So what's safe? What's a person to do? First of all, it's important to stop thinking about sovereign defaults and banks failing as terrible or catastrophic things. They're not. We just believe they're bad because we've been trained to believe this. It's more important to understand that the world economy cannot support this level of debt and grow its way out of it. In fact, when you see countries finally default, you'll know that we're finally moving past the destructive phase of this economic remodel we're in and moving into the rebuilding phase. Yes, there will be some investors hurt by these defaults and bank failures. My response, so what? Life is risky, and there are never any guarantees to any investment. It's more important to get rid of the excess debt so we can get into a rebuilding phase of the economy. Right now, with all the excess debt of our countries that we're all responsible for, the burden is too big to bear. That excess debt is weighing down not only on the citizens, but all the companies, all the states, and all the local municipalities. So no one is safe from this heavy burden of too much debt. And I'm talking just about the impact of the country's debt, not our individual or business debts. Now, I've mentioned this before. Trying to grow an economy when there's too much debt is like asking someone to swim the English Channel with lead weights tied to them. It makes a challenging task impossible. Both Europe and the U.S. are attempting to get out of this debt problem by printing more money one way or another. Europe wants to leverage their rescue funds by borrowing against them. Now, that would allow them to create up to 10 times more money for those needed rescues. But what happens when that occurs? There are more loans to be paid back. The U.S. is doing the same thing. We can't even pay our interest on our treasury bonds unless we sell more treasury bonds. That's the same as you or I paying for a credit card with another credit card. In both cases, this is like pouring water on a drowning man. It's the last thing he needs. Now, more importantly, when you see so-called solutions like that occurring, where more debt is created to cover existing debt, you can be certain that the real problem is just getting kicked down the road to a later date. But I assure you, that road is getting very short, and the piper wants to be paid now. We're going to see a lot more insanity before we're done with this debt issue. So trying to keep all the pieces together is not going to work this time. Last time, governments came to the rescue of banks that should have been left to fail. Those banks got themselves into those messes, and by rights, they should have been allowed to fail. Instead, governments took on the toxic assets of those banks, and now those governments are going to fail. You may think there's a magic bullet to cleaning up this mess, and you'd be right. That magic bullet is known as bankruptcy. Now, just what will happen if governments go bankrupt? Their bondholders will be left holding the bag. Plus, those countries will either not be able to borrow money, or they will borrow it at very high interest rates. This is what's happening in Europe to Italy, Spain, Greece, Ireland, and Portugal. Why did Lloyd's of London remove all their money from all European banks? Because they believe that all European banks are at risk of collapsing as those nations default on their bonds. Now, you can be sure that all European banks own lots of sovereign bonds from all those countries. Now, since American banks own those bonds too, and no doubt they have derivatives on all those government bonds, they have some risk as well. It may not be as much as the European banks, but it won't matter, though. They'll fail, too. It looks like our too-big-to-fail banks are already ready to fail from their own mortgage fiascos, too many toxic assets, and the strain of lawsuits. Already, Bank of America and Wells Fargo have been downgraded for their long-term credit, and Citigroup was downgraded for its short-term credit. It's just a matter of time, but maybe not more than the next 6 months. When the big banks fail, they'll probably be split up since other banks won't have enough assets to buy them. Now, this sounds like a pretty grim scenario. However, I'm here to give you a completely different view. If European countries defaulted, the U.S. defaulted, and big banks failed, It would be the best thing that could happen. We'd stop carrying around debts we can't even hope to pay and start rebuilding a sustainable economy. So how can you prosper when you don't even know if your bank will be around next year? First of all, and I know this is hard, first, you need to let go of your fear. Government and bank defaults are not going to kill us. In fact, they will help us. When you see any government or big bank failing, I want you to cheer, because finally the debt issue will get resolved and we can get on with the business of living. Next, after you let go of your fear, understand that these defaults and bank collapses will create major opportunities for new economic structures to be born. And here's a serious suggestion for how you can participate in creating a better one. Go to the governor of your state and tell him or her you want your state to create a state bank for the people of the state. Now, what's a state bank? It's a bank that's run by the government of the state for the people of the state. A state bank would support the citizens and companies of that state. And at the moment, the only state with a state bank is North Dakota. And what's the only state in the nation that isn't in debt? North Dakota. Get the picture? It's time for people to have banks that support them instead of lining the pockets of banksters. My own grandfather was a banker, and he would roll over in his grave if he knew what bankers were doing today. When governments default and big banks fail, this will be a great opportunity to create those state-owned banks. And that's not something that would happen in our current financial system. When things fail, though, we'll have an opportunity to create something a lot better. Now, what's next after you let go of fear and ask for a state bank? It's to start focusing on creating prosperity with positive thoughts and positive feelings. While we feel scared, fearful, anxious, worried, or depressed, we're pushing money and prosperity away from us, and that's not going to help anyone. It's important to let go of scarcity consciousness and choose to live in the abundant universe instead. Now, just what does that mean? We are trained to believe in scarcity, even though we live in an incredibly abundant universe. We've been trained to believe that when others have prosperity, it means there's less for us. Nothing could be further from the truth. Money and all prosperity is created from energy, energy that you have, energy that we all have. When you witness a prosperous person, what you're really seeing is the impact of their abundant energy. When we focus on creating our own abundance and living in the abundant universe, that's when we learn that the universe really does have our back. When we're willing to trust ourselves and the universe, amazing amounts of prosperity can and do occur. So it pays all of us to notice how we're feeling, to get enough sleep, to eat healthy, and get some exercise. We get paid even more when we clear our clutter, keep our pathways clear, and take care of leaky or plugged-up faucets. Money returns to us easily when we pay our bills with gratitude and appreciation for the products and services that we purchased. And when we take care of our energy, either in our body or in our environment, we increase our prosperity. So what else will help us create more prosperity in uncertain times? Telling an optimistic story. What if you have no reason to be optimistic? Maybe you've been out of work for months. Tell a different story. Start saying that things are getting better, even if they haven't gotten better yet. If you change your story, you'll get a different outcome. Stop saying you're out of work. Start saying that a new job is coming to you soon. Stop saying you have no money. That just ensures you won't get any. Start saying that more money is coming to you now. We can all create prosperity in any economy. We just need to let go of fear and start living in the abundant universe. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Stop taking actions out of fear or anxiety and start taking inspired and joyful actions. It's the energy of our actions that makes such a difference in how successful they are. When we feel inspired to take actions, the energy that goes out with those actions is positively charged. That's what attracts money to us easily and effortlessly. But when you do things because you think you should do them or you have to do them, that energy that goes out is low. So even if you take all the right actions, when they're not taken in a joyful or inspired energy, you don't get the success you could have had. So use your energy in joyful service to others, or for having lots of fun, you'll be a lot more prosperous. Now, next Friday on October 7th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011-2012 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or get a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. And remember, I'm back to work now, back from all my travels, and I'm available for consultations and timings on a regular basis. Now, next, stay tuned for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.